the U.S. might need to get a first-class message from the U.K.
England is planning to take its mail to the public by selling shares on the London Stock Exchange. Investors may now determine its fate rather than have an unlimited credit line with the U.S. Treasury like the USPS. We're joined now by Matt Welch, editor-in-chief of Reason Magazine, who says we should take the post office out of government hands. I'm going to agree and disagree with you.
Let's have
it. How's that for a hedge? I agree in a sense it's mismanaged, billions in losses, doesn't look like it's getting any better. I will disagree and say this. A private company would not find the economic incentive, which I'm sure you would agree with, to have offices in rural Montana, in the backwoods of Alaska, where, as unprofitable as it is, they have a right, I would even say, to have postal coverage.
I don't know. I don't see the right to postal coverage in the Constitution. You do see the Postal Service mentioned that Congress or the federal government can establish a postal service.
I will, yes. But listen, with all due respect, anything created by Ben Franklin, I'm going to back a little bit.
Sure, but the question is, did Ben Franklin say the government must have a monopoly to do this? This is what the government doesn't need. The Royal Mail has ended the monopoly in 2006. It wasn't this week. It was 6 years ago, 7 years ago. That's the first step. There's no reason why in the 21st century that the government should be running a business.
Yes, but there are people by choice or necessity who have to live or want to live in certain areas that would be completely unprofitable for any private organization to service mail to should they be left out in the cold, probably literally.
Do you think that Amazon does not deliver packages to their house? Are they left out of the cold of the other carriage delivery systems in this country?
Yes, but Amazon will deliver if it's a profitable transaction. Only, Matt.
Show
if
me
a money loser, I doubt they would.
Show me the address in the United States that the Amazon doesn't send to. No, the point is the Postal Service should have the opportunity to decide whether they want to keep a physical location or not. They don't have that ability right now. Congress has to micromanage this because if you of course, everyone has a rural post office that they want to keep open in their districts. That is not any kind of way to run a business, especially a non-essential business of sending mail.
Okay. And listen, this is a very difficult position for me to be in defending the post office, but somebody has to be. We can't just sit here and agree with each other because it is one of the most mismanaged organizations in the history of the bureaucratic world in a developed nation. I would say that much. With the post office, would you change your view if they could be profitable, if they could deliver, $2 a stamp, whatever it would take? Would you change your tune?
I honestly don't care if the post office is profitable. What I care about is whether taxpayers have to pay for it. There is no reason for taxpayers to pay for a post office. You can make it more profitable by opening it up competition. And yes, you can structure that competition in such a way where you can even say, I want to make sure we have carriage to rural Montana as part of it. The point is, it's an inessential business. We have more than $500 billion debt. And that's supposed to be a good thing. That's a great headline. In America right now, that's much better than $1 trillion.
Yeah, and all the while, a few years ago, the Postmaster General got a bonus.
Yeah.
That one, that was a really nice one.
The federal government should be dealing with essential core businesses.
And you don't agree that the mail and the delivery of the key stuff that Ben Franklin laid out is essential.
It is essential that exists. It is not
essential. I have to get my Restoration Hardware magazines.
Of course.
All eight of them that come at once.
And I'm sure the Restoration Hardware magazine subscription office will figure out a way to get that to you if there is not a government monopoly on the
How about this? Do what England's doing. Sell shares to the public. Let the stock market and its investors determine if this is truly a viable organization. That's what England is planning to do.
Sure.
Once you're a stock, you have nowhere to hide. Your finances are out there. The stock price is out there, and everyone knows how you're running your business. Would you support that?
Much more than what we have now. Western Europe has been leading the United States in essential privatizations for the last two decades. We like to flatter ourselves and think that we're leading the privatization of the world. It's just not true. And it hasn't been. It's not just the UK. It's Germany. It's Sweden. It's the Netherlands. They have been privatizing their post systems just like they've been privatizing their car companies and airline companies and airports and things that we don't even bother privatizing. So, yes, we should be going there and we should be talking about this politically in a way that we aren't. It's kind of disgraceful what has happened.
But we are right now.
We are right now.
This is us talking about this. By the way, USPS, if they want to go public, USPS is taken. It's a penny stock, though. Mail, M-A-I-L, is available if they want to go on the NASDAQ.
There we go.
There you go. All right. What do you guys think? Here's a few tweets we got. Sergio Kara says, yes, privatize the posties in America and Canada. Service thing of the past. Union job for life. Who sends regular mail anymore? Well, my daughter from camp, actually, recently. Delta Waters Road says Congress won't let USPS stop Saturday delivery. No way they privatize. Time will tell, Delta Waters Road.